This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There were numbers out from the Census Bureau today about housing starts, to be just a tad more precise. New construction up 12% from the October update. And that caught us up short when we saw it this morning because, first of all, fall is not exactly what you would call peak construction season, right? But also because the building industry is still shorthanded, trying to find new workers and dealing with the supply chain to boot. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more on that.
For months now, builders have bemoaned the materials that, because of supply chain slowdowns, they just can't get. It's enough to make you feel like Peter, Paul, and Mary in the 60s. For builder Jerry Conter in Savannah, Georgia, the problem isn't hammers, but windows.
We have a 28-week delay on the windows.
Can't finish a 250-unit apartment building without windows, he says.
We are getting to a stage and then we're at a standstill.
But Conter says contractors are getting creative and finding workarounds to move projects forward. And that's one reason housing starts may be up. Economist Ken Simonson is with the Associated General Contractors of America.
Construction employment has been increasing in spite of all those help wanted signs, and materials are eventually getting delivered.
So construction might take twice as long these days, but new projects are getting started. And Susan Wachter, professor of real estate at the Wharton School of University of Pennsylvania, says high housing starts have to do with strong buyer demand.
And there's a lack of existing homes for sale. So where is the buyer to go but to the new construction market? So that's the good news.
But she says the bad news is the added costs of shortages and delays are being passed on to home buyers. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.